Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you need assistance in discovering what you truly want in your life? Are you feeling unhappy and stuck and are clueless how to change that heavy feeling? The Laura Longley Show delivers powerful ways to work through common problems and stuck points. This fun and unique weekly show invites some of the most creative and transformative practitioners and authors, hypnotherapists, EFT practitioners, acupuncturists, and astrologers, among others, to activate your wildest dreams. Get ready to tune in to be more of who you truly are. Laura and her guests will take your calls and help you bring your brilliance to a greater brightness. Get ready to snap to a whole new level in your life with joy leading the way. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness for good. Now, here is your host, Laura Longley.
Good afternoon. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and let us help you experience ways to get unstuck and live an inspired life full of meaning, purpose, and happiness. Each week on The Laura Longley Show, we have some of the most gifted practitioners, speakers, and authors helping you to make authentic and lasting changes in your life. Today, I'll be talking with Howard Martin from HeartMath about the pursuit of happiness, keys to feeling and living better. But first, I want to start with our healing meditation that we start every Tuesday show with. And today, where I'd like you to focus on sending your love and healing energy is to those who are stuck in a feeling of lack. Anyone who feels like they don't have enough or are fearful that they will not have enough, whether that's in reality or just in their minds. So let's go ahead and begin by taking a deep breath in. Open your heart and send love and abundance to those in lack. Take one more deep breath in and release it. And thank you for participating in that. So I want to share with you, for those of you who have been listening to the show over the last few months, you know that back in May, I was kind of triggered by the interview with Bruce Lipton to start working on my own belief about being lovable and loving myself. And I started seeing a psychic and body talk practitioner. And I want to tell you that yesterday during our session, we finally got to working on the belief or shifting the belief, I am lovable. And it took over 4 months of working with her almost weekly to get there. And so I'm just really excited to share that I did get there. And I also want to just share that to let you know that these things don't happen overnight, that there are objections and other beliefs that block us from moving to shifting that kind of a belief, and that it takes perseverance and work. But I'm excited to share that with you. The other thing I want to share with you is that yesterday was World Smile Day, and it reminded me of the value to myself and to those around me of smiling. And during today's light bulb moment later in the show, I'm going to share with you some of the science of smiling and how it makes the world a better place, as well as some smiling practices that you can incorporate into your own life. Well, let me introduce to you today's guest. Our guest today is Howard Martin. He is the Executive Vice President of HeartMath. He is an internationally sought-after speaker on the HeartMath approach to advancing human performance based on compelling scientific research linking heart function with health, emotional well-being, and intelligence. He has been instrumental in assisting Doc Childress, founder of HeartMath, in the development and teaching of HeartMath's programs since its inception. Howard is also the co-author with Doc Childress of the HeartMath Solution, and he also developed Nightingale Conant's tape series, The HeartMath Method. That's kind of a tongue twister. Let's welcome Howard Martin to the Laura Longley Show. Hi, Howard.
Hey, Laura. Glad to be with you today. I'm going to say hello to you and all the listeners that you have from wherever you are around the world.
And they are around the world, which is lovely. I love that we have that reach. And I'm excited to have you here because I had heard about HeartMath quite a while ago. I'm afraid to say that, and I didn't follow up on it until just recently. But I think it's really a great concept as well as a great method. And I'd love for you to just say a little bit about what is HeartMath for people who haven't heard of it before.
Glad to, Laura. HeartMath is a system, really, consisting of techniques, methods, and even technology, all underpinned with scientific research, and it focuses on utilizing the wonderful beauty and power and intelligence of our heart to really help empower people as we go through these changing times. Its organizations as well, HeartMath LLC and the Institute of HeartMath, the for-profit and the nonprofit entities that represent HeartMath. We do things all over the world. It's like your shows all over the world. We do business of one kind or another, I think, in over 85 countries now.
Wow.
We train people in a variety of societal segments, everything from lots and lots of people into their personal and spiritual growth, all the way down to things like the U.S. military. We got a pretty wide reach. We're a big little organization now. We've grown a lot in these 23 years since we've been here. And I think what's most important is that we have found a way to take heart out of just the philosophical and spiritual tenets that have been well respected into something that we can apply in our daily lives so that we can truly empower ourselves and be the conscious co-creators that we were meant to be during these times that we're alive on our planet Earth.
And, you know, the topic for our conversation today is about keys to feeling and living better. And what is it about HeartMath and the ideas behind it that help us to feel better and to live better?
Well, we have this amazing intelligence that we call heart intelligence, which is high speed, it's intuitive, it's the source of the wisdom and self-security that we often, you know, go to as we live our lives. Heart intelligence, I think, is something we all experience. Usually it's random. There's various things in life, whether they be very joyous occasions where it ignites or times when we are faced with challenges we can't figure out, that we end up going deeper inside and finding that place of solid, authentic self-security that we call heart intelligence. Heart intelligence, when accessed with consistency, has many applications that make life better for us. Certainly, there are health implications of improving our health in a variety of ways. One of the main ways, Laura, that I think heart intelligence helps it is that type of intelligence that gives us the ability to better utilize the great gift of emotion. You know, it's interesting. You ask, you know, what can make us feel better? Well, I mean, I remember one day Doc Childress, our founder, came up to me and he said, "Hey, would you like to feel good?" And I said, "Sure." He goes, "Then just feel good feelings," meaning generate that positive emotional state. So with heart intelligence, we can learn to overcome some of these things that end up blocking us off from these emotional states that regenerate us. And in the process of that, we really feel a lot better. We feel better about ourselves. Our physical health certainly improves. And it puts us in a better position to relate to others and to make contributions to the world that I think we are meant to make and that can certainly help a lot.
So it sounds very simple to just feel the emotions that make you feel better. But if it were simple to do, we would all choose that, right?
Yes.
So how do we make it easier to do that?
Well, the first thing is we have to want to. We have to observe what we're actually feeling. You see, Laura, we have emotional energy running through our system all the time, 24/7. There's this river of emotion running underneath all of our perceptions. we allow it to run all over the place. And certainly there are many things in life that trigger emotions in us. We all have emotional triggers. I'll have some more today. I mean, there's things that go on that cause us to have feelings that are less than pleasant. What's important to understand is that that's part of being human, and it's okay, and that, you know, we are going to experience that. But what's even more important to understand is that we have choice over what happens in that river of emotion. Even if we trigger on something emotionally, we've got the ability to choose what we do with that. What do we do next? What do we choose
right.
to feel? Do we continue to process it and let that loop and go around and around and continually drain our energy, debilitate our health, rob us of the quality and fulfillment in life? Or do we take a stand at some point and recognize that we can shift that, or at least neutralize it? And that's one step. It's just observing and then having the desire to really want to utilize our emotions in a different way, and still having the self-compassion, which is an important emotion, to acknowledge the fact that we're human beings and we're going to feel a lot of different things.
Right, right. I know that in Jill Bolte Taylor's book, My Stroke of Insight, she talks about, you know, emotions are really a chemical reaction in our body. And that if we don't think thoughts that perpetuate the emotion, that it actually goes through our body in 90 seconds. And so kind of what you're talking about is not getting stuck in the story that goes to the emotion that then perpetuates an emotion we don't necessarily want to feel. Is that kind of
right.
true?
Usually what happens, Laura, is that the emotional event itself is only, it's not even the biggest part of the thing. What's happening there is that we assign so much significance to these things. So it's the amount of significance or amount of drama that we then assign to whatever event it was that triggered an emotion to give that emotion its sustaining power. So
right,
we sort of
right.
exacerbate it through the, you know, the significance factor. So one of the things that I try to do in my life, and that I, you know, kindly suggest to others, is from time to time when I find myself sort of in that swirl, I just have this little saying. It's very simple. I just say, take the significance out. Just like take some of that emotional amplitude and reduce it some so that it has a chance to, the emotions have a chance to be seen more objectively. And even the situation that triggered them can then be seen more objectively. And then through the power of our heart, we can see more clearly intuitive responses and make discern things differently to make decisions that, that move things forward.
Right. Once we get out of
the drama.
Wash
yeah.
of that emotion.
That's right.
Right. That makes sense.
And the emotional
sense.
Swirl. And some things are going to be more intense than others. And it's not an overnight thing. You just don't push the button, boom, it's over. But
right.
we can learn to shorten the time that we stay in emotional states that are not making us feel good. And this is going back to your original question, you know, what can we do to make ourselves feel better?
Right.
Well, staying out of emotional significance and drama as much as we can is the key to that.
Okay. And it's time for us to take our first break, and we'll talk more about how we do that when we come back, because it's a big topic. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. You can find me on Facebook at The Laura Longley Show and at thelauralongleyshow.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll talk more with Howard about heart math and how we can get out of that swirl of emotion. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Howard Martin from HeartMath, and he's sharing with us some of the keys to feeling and living better. And before we continue talking about emotions and heart intelligence, Howard, I would love for you to share how people can find out more about HeartMath. Can you give like website or other places people can go?
Absolutely. And let me give you two URLs, one's for a for-profit and one's for a nonprofit. They're two sides of HeartMath. For-profit is heartmath.com. Nonprofit is heartmath.org. There you'll see all kinds of things about what we do, about the training programs that we have, about the certification programs, licensing programs, the technology products, the M-Waves and Inner Balance Trainer, and a lot of the things that we do. And there are things on each site that you can get for free. There's things on the heartmath.org site, for example, that you can get for free for yourself, understanding how to deal with these changing times. We have things on the nonprofit site for children. There's just a lot, a whole universe and world of HeartMath. But start out with HeartMath.com and HeartMath.org to see what we do.
All right. That's great. And I know that you talk a lot about coherence. And, you know, I would love for you to share what the heck is coherence and why do I care?
Okay. I'll be glad to. First of all, let me loop it back a little bit. In the beginning, when you asked me what HeartMath was, I said it was a system and it was underpinned with scientific research.
Right.
That scientific research is a huge body of research now, and you can see that if you're predisposed to wanting to know more about the research at heartmath.org and click on the research tab. But this research is published in peer-reviewed journals, much of it is, and it covers a wide range of subjects. One of those areas we've researched extensively is the physical heart and what it's doing beyond its cardiovascular capacity. What we found and what other researchers have found, and it's well documented now, is that the heart is actually an information processing center in our bodies. It's doing a lot more than pumping blood. It's sending information to the brain and throughout the system that is critical. Brain function, for example, is critically dependent upon signals it gets from the heart.
Oh,
these were new findings, but they're well documented now, and so that's a really tiny, tiny little bit of understanding of the research that we've done. Now, when heart-brain-body communication is working at an optimal level, we enter a state called coherence. There's a medical term for that. It's called psychophysiological coherence. Here's what that means. The heart actually is the master rhythm maker. It sets the tone and the tempo for everything that goes on in our body. All their other biological systems are sort of dancing to the rhythmic beating pattern of the heart. When we enter the coherent state, the heart rhythms become very ordered. They're moving, accelerating and decelerating in a very ordered way. When that happens, all the body systems like respiration, digestion, immune system response, hormonal response, the major systems synchronize in a very ordered way with the rhythmic beating patterns of the heart. When this happens, it's a very healthy, high-performance state. Less energy is being wasted. Things are working together in harmony. So it's a state that it promotes higher brain function. It promotes the release of hormones in our body that regenerate us, like DHEA and oxytocin, many, many effects that occur at a physiological level. So there's this physical component.
Right.
The psychological part of coherence is this. It's a state, Laura, that we often enter into when we're experiencing positive emotions. And those would be emotions like compassion or appreciation or love or care or patience. Those kind of emotions engender the coherent state. Once we're in the coherent state, because everything's so synchronized and ordered, then those type of emotions, the ones that make us feel good, the ones that regenerate us, the ones that make life meaningful, they become easier to access. So coherence is both physiological and psychological. It is not a sleepy time state. Yes, we do arrive at it when we do things like our meditations and our prayers and our affirmations. We also naturally enter the coherent state when we're already feeling good. Like let's say when we're with somebody we love or care about, or we're taking a walk in a beautiful woods or on the beach. Those would be times when our body would be more naturally coherent. But we can learn to trigger, and when we do, we can learn to create that sense of coherence in ourselves, and we get those benefits. So we get the benefits of highly ordered, high-performance physiological state accompanied with sustained positive emotions. It's a very aware state. It makes us more acutely aware of what's going on inside ourselves, what's going on in our environment with others, and opens the door for more intuitive access. So we have more intuitive intelligence available that we can use to then make decisions.
And so when you say intuitive intelligence, that is that synonymous with when you were earlier saying heart intelligence?
Intuition would be an aspect of heart intelligence. Heart intelligence would be like the umbrella over a lot of different types of things. And intuition would be an aspect of heart intelligence for sure.
Well, and I hear you saying too is that we can create that coherence. You can come at it from either side, right? That you can come at it by regulating your physiology, or you can come at it by being in some of these emotions that create it.
Yeah, you can. You can go at it either way. And there's techniques of all kinds. We have a whole suite of techniques in the heart math system that teach people how to use coherence and more in different ways. But we do often train people in coherence building. And you asked a question earlier about what we do, and I mentioned on the military. You asked me about it on the break. We go into something like the military trainings we do. And we're training them to have benefits like operational readiness. So we're training them to become more coherent so that their physiology is working at a higher ordered level so that they have higher perceptions. They have the ability to discriminate differently. Reaction speed times improve, things like that. But it also puts them in a place to where they have, going back to an earlier subject in our conversation, a greater degree to regulate their emotions. So not only do we train military, but we train people like first responders and police and things like that on that side of our outreach. From the spiritual side, it's interesting, though. I think that, for me, my personal experience is this, is when I'm in a more coherent state, that's when I'm opened up to access to more of my full intelligence capacity. That's when I access what I'll just generically call, higher self or spirit. Mm-hmm. That's when that begins to integrate into my humanness in ways in which I can experience it, understand it, and apply it. So coherence opens the door for those kind of things, too, those kind of, for lack of a better term, experiences. They come when we're in the coherent state. So everything from, regulating emotions to performing a task in the U.S. military to accessing our higher spiritual nature, all that can play off of a coherent state much more easily.
And a minute ago I asked about, intuitive intelligence, and you said that's one of the things under the umbrella of heart intelligence. What other things fall in there?
Well, I think certainly just good old practical common sense.
Okay.
It's an aspect of it, you know, just to demystify it. You know, it's like, you know, having the ability to see into things and understand things in a very, very simple way. You know, it gives us the ability to make choices that are just, you know, sometimes they're right in front of our face, but we just don't want to do it. But the heart gets involved, and then we do. It's like, you know, should I eat that second piece of cake or not? You know?
Yeah. Well,
part
we all
of ourselves
know the
saying,
to that.
No, don't eat it. And the other part saying, you know, yeah, I want that cake because it's good. And I haven't had two pieces of cake in a long time. And the other part says, wait a minute, you know, that's not good for your health. You've already got issues with that and you need to back off. It's like there's where the still small voice of the heart's having a say so in things. Yeah. You know?
Right.
And so this quiet nudges to do something or to not do something are often practical examples of heart intelligence. Another is how we relate to people. I mean, how often do we approach people through the lens of judgment versus the lens of appreciation?
Oh, yeah.
You know, heart intelligence would be in that area that allows us to have a more neutral approach to things. So we're not judging everything and opinionating things so fast. And that we have the ability to even go a step past that and generate more care, compassion, and or appreciation in situations when we observe things in people that we don't necessarily agree with. Those are practical examples of heart intelligence. So it isn't just an intuition and seeing in the future and all
right.
that. It's down to day-to-day stuff that I think is real important and certainly makes life better for us.
Right. Yeah, and I'm really kind of fascinated by the, you know, coming at it from the physiological side, too. And I think it's interesting because I did not do this deliberately. I didn't even think about this when I was choosing my topic for my light bulb moment at the end of the show. But what I'm going to be talking about is how smiling, just the physical act of smiling, can make us feel better. And even if we're not feeling happy or, you know, wanting to smile. And so I'm finding it really interesting, kind of that, you know, synchronicity of those topics. Because I like that, you know, sometimes it can be really hard when we're in that wash of emotion to disconnect from it or to, you know, calm it down. But if there's something we can learn to do physically with our body that doesn't require us managing the emotion directly, it seems like that's a great tool also.
That's right. Well, you know, with the science, you know, when we started HeartMath, we had a heart-centric approach we wanted to introduce to the world, and we wanted it to have societal impact. We recognized we couldn't just make it philosophical or spiritual. That had been done for thousands of years.
Right, right.
We needed a 21st century perspective on it, so our science was never trying to take the heart out of heart. But what it was doing is giving an empirical understanding to something that we feel inside ourselves that many people already believe is that, hey, it's all about heart. You know, and people say that all the time, and I've seen more and more things coming out about it and people writing about it and speaking about it, talking about it to each other. And so we just added an empirical understanding, which is physical. So the physical part of it is important. You know, we can learn to shift our heart rhythms. We can learn to train ourselves to become more coherent. The Inner Balance Trainer, which works on iOS devices, which means Apple devices, and then the M-Wave, which is a handheld device and a computer-based device, they are training tools that we can develop technology that measures coherence and allows us to learn.
And I'm going to interrupt you right there because it's time to go to a break, and I want to talk more about the M-Wave and Inner Balance when we come back from the break so that we can
Absolutely.
Spend some time on that.
Looking forward to it.
Great. So we're going to take a quick break. I'm Laura Longley. You're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit bitebackforacure.org.
Are you a health-conscious, spiritual woman who is just tired of struggling with food obsession, emotional eating, and constantly having to struggle with weight and food? You aren't alone. The secret is within us, often in releasing internal resistance and blocks to our own success. To learn how to end the war with food and your body now and find peace, go to eatlikeagoddess.com for your free audio. Break free from food obsession and lose weight without trying. That is eatlikeagoddess.com.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today is Howard Martin from HeartMath. And Howard's been sharing with us some of the keys to feeling and living better. And just as we were going to the break, we started moving into talking about some of the tools that HeartMath has. And I really want people to hear about these tools and get a sense for how they work, because it can be so much, well, it can be helpful to have this more kind of practical way to approach calming those emotions than, you know, figuring out how to do it on our own. So Howard, I'm going to let you talk a little bit about M-Wave and Inner Balance technology.
Okay. Laura, thank you very much. We were talking about coherence, and I said coherence can be measured, and we can train ourselves to become more coherent. And one of the approaches we took to that was the development of technology to do that. Coherence can be measured by looking at changes in what I'll generically call our heart rhythms. And that's not just heart rate. It's the beat-to-beat changes in our heart rate. And that's actually done through a science called heart rate variability analysis. So our heart's constantly changing speeds between every single heartbeat. Many things influence it. Speech, movement, a lot of things like that. Always influencing heart rate variability. But one of the things that also influences it is our emotions. Strong negative emotions cause a very chaotic heart rhythm pattern. Emotions that have long been associated with the concept of heart, like love, care, appreciation, kindness, patience, those things produce a much more ordered heart rhythm. Now, the more ordered that heart rhythm is, the more coherent it is. And so the technology we developed shows you your heart rhythms, has a patented algorithm that then analyzes those heart rhythms and determines how coherent they are, and divides it into basically three ranges: low, which is normal, medium, which is much improved, and high, which is a very high-performance, highly aware, high-coherent state. So the technology was a big deal for us when we got it. I mean, we were around for a long time until the year 2000 before we ever had that, and that was really a game-changer, because now not only did we have the concepts and the tools and the science, now we had an actual technology that people could use that was affordable, that they could use to improve their life through increasing coherence. So there's been a number of versions of it. Today there are two versions, really, actually three. They all do exactly the same thing. They use the same algorithm and all that. So the measurements are identical, but they're in three forms. One is we now have on for mobile devices, for iPhones, iPads, and iTouches. We took all that technology and we put it onto an app. The app requires a sensor, which you get from us or from Amazon or somewhere. You plug it into your phone or your iPad, and then you can actually see your heart rhythms, and you can see your coherence scores and all kinds of things that are there.
And so, because I saw the little video with Jack Canfield talking about using it on his iPhone, and I noticed he had a clip on his ear. Is that the sensor?
Yeah, that's the sensor. It plugs into the phone, and then you clip it to your ear. It picks up the heart rhythm pattern from your pulse, converts it into heart rate variability data, and then scores it for coherence.
Okay.
So then we have the original technology is called M-Wave. That's spelled EMWAVE. I spell it out because when we first came out with it, and I'd be doing a show like yours, after I did a couple, the salespeople said, "You got to quit talking about Amway. These people keep calling us up about it." So my southern accent was getting in the way, you know. So it's called Amway. There are two versions. One's computer-based. You run it from any computer, PC, Mac, or whatever, but it's got all kinds of analysis in it, and you can multiple databases for storing multiple persons' data, games you play, and all kinds of things that are in that. We took that technology, we turned it into a handheld device about the size of a cell phone. So if you don't own an iPhone, iPad, or something like that, and you use Android devices, we still have a portable device for you. It's called M-Wave 2. It's a little device about the size of a cell phone. It scores your coherence as well, measures it and scores it, and there's software that comes with it where you can put that in your computer and upload all your data from your handheld device and then look at it and see what was happening. So those three technology things that we have been game changers. There have been millions of people that have used them all over the world, and they have so many different applications. So I'm happy that we got there with that. It's definitely in the journey of heart math from my humble beginnings of just a man trying to be find ways to improve myself and discovering some things about the heart, all the way into modern technology that helps people do that. It's been a pretty amazing journey.
Well, and I love it because there are times where I really feel like we've gotten too technological in our lives, and that in many ways, technology can be a way that keeps us from really connecting with other people. And I love that here's an application that really is really promoting that in a different way. So
I feel
really
the same way.
That.
I think technology is tremendously advantageous, but it also has created a lot of disconnect between people. This is lifestyle-enhancing technology, and I think that's a good way to approach technology, something that really helps people in this way. So I'm in agreement with you on that.
Great. Now, Inner Balance, is that something different than M-Wave?
Inner Balance is the app that has the sensor, like you saw Jack Canfield using video. You get the app for free from the Apple Store, but then you get the sensor that actually makes the app work.
Okay.
Those are available through HeartMath, or they're sold at a lot of places like Amazon.com and things like that as well. So.
Well, yeah, it just sounds really intriguing to me because of the physical component of it. I like that. I think I'm going to have to try it out. And because of that, I want to talk a little bit too about we've been focused a lot on how our emotions, feeling better emotionally. What are some of the benefits, I guess, of being in coherence physically? Like, does it help with heart disease? Does it help with blood pressure? Any of those things?
Well, those are great questions. We can't make medical claims. We have some great regulations in our country about that. But I can say that we've done studies. We've done studies in Fortune 100 companies where we showed tremendous decreases in blood pressure, but systolic and diastolic blood pressure for people practicing heart math techniques. The level of reduction was equivalent to losing 50 pounds of physical weight.
Wow.
We have over 20,000 health professionals around the country that use heart math in one form or another, especially the technology that they use to work with their patients of all kinds. We've got a lot of information from them about the benefits of improvements in things like arrhythmias, diabetes, asthma, fibromyalgia, a lot of things, and also psychological disorders. A huge amount of improvement in people who are suffering with some form of anxiety or depression and that kind of thing. So the health benefits are well documented. We have a whole little division here just for health professionals. So that's one thing, and I think that's important. You know, we all are striving to have better health. Beyond that, though, I think the main benefit is it gives us the ability really to experience life differently. We're in an era of high-speed change right now when it's very difficult to make sense of what's going on within ourselves, within others, and within the world. to me, what we've got and is just one of the many things that can help people. But we've got a good system that helps people really connect with something that they already have inside, which is the heart. The heart, in our view of it, is not squishy, emotional, weak, none of that. It's a dynamic intelligence that gives us the ability to make better sense out of all these changes that are going on and allows us to thrive in this era rather than just survive. Gives us the ability to experience life in a more fulfilling way. And that's the beauty of it. That's what motivates me. I love all the science. I love all the benefits. But what keeps me passionate after all these years about what I'm doing is the fact that I see it in making life better for other people and allowing them to have more fulfillment, whatever that is to them, in their lives. And that's the real motivator.
Well, and I think that that is really a wonderful motivator. So we're getting ready to wrap up our interview here. And I wonder, Howard, is there a practice that you would say you would recommend to people? So let's say people don't have the M wave or they don't have the ability to get the technology. What is a practice that they can do separate from the technology that would help bring more coherence?
What I would say is this: there's a free booklet on this on the HeartMath sites. I think the easiest to see maybe is on the HeartMath.org site, but it's also on HeartMath.com. Just search for it. Search on it for the Inner Ease booklet. Inner Ease, E-A-S-E. Ease is a technique and a state that we can enter into that's really essential right now to help us go through these times. It's something we practice here at HeartMath. It's real important in my own personal work and that I do for myself, my own personal growth work. And it's so important that we made a booklet for free for everybody. There's no catch to this. There's no offer in there, none of that. It's just we put it out to the world. This is for you. We want people to find a state of ease within themselves. And that's something people can do. We don't have time on our show right now to actually get into, you know, describing it or trying to teach
right.
anything. But we what we need now is a lot more of that ease in our system because things are high pitch right now. A lot,
yes.
Like I said, a lot going on. The state of ease is not just taking it easy. It's a very aware state that allows us to have more flow with life. And people that can't afford technology or don't want to take our courses like Heart Mastery courses or things like that that we do offer can go and get a free Inner Ease booklet from any of our sites. And it's something that is real important to me that I practice every day.
Wow. Well, that's an endorsement that you practice it every day. So people can find that at heartmath.org or heartmath.com?
Yes.
Okay. And if people are interested in the technology, is it heartmath.com where they go to find the M-Wave?
Yeah. Go to heartmath.com for the technology components. It's all over the heartmath.com site. M-Waves, Inner Balance Trainer, all that stuff is right there. And we also have courses that we teach people can take from their home. It's done through the Heart Mastery curriculum. Is like a whole little Heart Math University. So if people are interested in that, go to heartmastery.com.
And okay, you can see so the lots curriculum. Of choices.
Yeah,
that's
curriculum
great.
There. A lot of things we can do to help people. And I think what we've always tried to do, Laura, is have something for everybody, regardless of what they can afford or can't afford or whatever. We're about people. We're for getting whatever gift we have out to the world in the best ways that we can to as many people as possible.
Well, thank you for being on the show to share what those choices are from HeartMath. Thank you very much,
sure.
Howard.
Laura, thank you
great.
Very much for having me on the program. And I'd like to say goodbye to everyone who's out there listening. And I sincerely wish you all the very best.
Well, thank you. We're going to take a quick break. And when we return, I'll share this week's light bulb moment about the benefits of smiling. I'm Laura Longley, and you're listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
We're back on the Laura Longley Show, and my guest today was Howard Martin from HeartMath, and you can find out more about both technology and training to help with coherence between heart and brain at heartmath.com and heartmath.org. And some other ways to get more help in moving forward in your life: on Facebook, you can find me at The Laura Longley Show, and on Twitter, Laura Longley SHO, and always at thelauralongleyshow.com. You know, we've had some really great guests over the past year that I've been doing the show, and, you know, people that bring a lot of different perspectives. And I just want to remind you that you can always listen to archives of the shows that you missed at thelauralongleyshow.com. And if you want to get written transcripts, you can sign up for the weekly newsletter, or you can join the Facebook page and you'll get access to written transcripts, written transcripts if you are on the Facebook page as well. So at the top of the show, I was talking about yesterday being World Smile Day. And, you know, I want to tell you, I challenged people on the Facebook page, you know, to set a goal of how many people they were going to smile at yesterday. And my own goal was 50. And I have to tell you, I didn't reach my goal. And part of that was not my fault. Part of that was that, you know what I discovered, and I don't know why I never noticed this before, but it's hard to get people who don't know you to make eye contact with you in order to be able to smile at them. And so I rode the bus twice yesterday. And so, you know, as I'm getting on, I'm looking at people, they look away or they look down or whatever. So I tried. I really did. I tried. And it's a good reminder to me to try more, to smile more. And now I'm going to tell you why we want to do that. So there's something that, I don't know if anybody else calls it this, but I call it smile therapy. And there are lots of benefits to you. And some of the benefits for you include that smiling creates the same biological response, whether you feel happy or not. So if I smile, if I just make the facial expression of smiling, even though I'm not feeling happy, it releases chemicals from my brain into my body that help me feel good. So this is a good thing to remember. When you're feeling kind of gloomy or grumpy, try smiling and it will help you feel better. Another benefit of smiling is that it attracts others to you. We're more attracted to someone who looks happy than someone who looks grumpy. And I can say that from both sides of the coin. And it improves your mood, which I just said. It does improve your mood, smiling. And it also relieves stress because those chemicals that get released when we smile are also stress-reducing chemicals, which in turn boosts your immune system. So you're less likely to get sick the more you smile, and it lowers blood pressure. I mean, isn't this amazing, all the physical benefits that smiling has, even beyond mood, the physical benefits? And it releases natural painkillers, endorphins, and serotonin. And here's one I love being in middle age. It lifts the face and makes you look younger. So remember that if you're feeling old, smile and you're going to look younger. Some of the benefits for others. When you smile at someone else, they get the benefit of those chemicals that get released from the brain, whether or not they smile back at you. If they smile back at you, of course, their body's going to release those chemicals too. But even if they don't smile back at you, there's this thing called mirror neurons that your brain smiles back at them, even if their face does not. And so it releases those chemicals and they feel better. So they in turn are going to make other people feel better around them. There's this, I think it's 3 degrees. If I'm happier, then people around me are happier and people around them are happier too. So it's making the world a better place by smiling at people. And it sounds kind of goofy or, I don't know, sappy or whatever word you want to use, but it's really true. Scientifically, it is really true. So if you want to smile because you're feeling grumpy and you want to feel better and you don't feel like smiling, there are a couple of things. Well, the first thing you need to know is that it has to be a real smile. And by real smile, what I mean, and this has been proved by research, is the kind where when you smile, it kind of crinkles up your eyes, not just a fake smile where you kind of, you know, you stretch your mouth, but the kind where it really crinkles up your eyes. And so you can do that even when you don't feel like smiling, and just make sure that your eyes are crinkled. Something that I do that helps me is I'll watch a funny video. There are certain things that are guaranteed to make me laugh. Some of my things, I love goofy animal videos, and I have some in particular where I will laugh no matter how many times I've seen it before. So find whatever for you evokes that smiling or laughing and watch it when you're feeling down or when you're feeling out of sorts. And there are cultural differences around smiling, not in how it works for us as human beings, but what I thought was really interesting is that the emoticon that they use in Japan for happy is it has crinkled eyes. It's the crinkled eye smile, where their emoticon for sad just has regular eyes, little, you know, dots for eyes, like we use a dot for eyes in our smile icons. For their smile icon, they actually use the carrot symbol, like the crinkly eye symbol. So I thought that that was really great. And one other thing I want to share with you is a video that I found when I was doing a happiness workshop about a year and a half ago. And there's this lady in San Francisco who walks around with a big placard of a smile, getting other people to smile. And that always makes me smile. And you can find that on YouTube. If you just look for Smile Lady San Francisco, you'll find that. And I'd like to encourage you, maybe even challenge you in two ways. Number one, set a goal for how many times you're going to smile at other people in a given day. And I know for people like me who work from home and I don't always see people every day, that can sometimes be challenging, but set a realistic goal that maybe stretches you a little bit. And the other thing is you can set a smiling practice. And this is a homework assignment that I've done with my happiness workshops, where people have to smile every hour during the day when they're awake. And I have them set an alarm on their phone to remind them, oh, time to smile. And you know, people tell me, yeah, I felt a little bit silly at first, but then it actually got to be kind of fun. So that's something, well, two things really, that you can do that will make you happier and will make people around you happier too. All right, couple of announcements before we close out here. I just want to remind you that you can sign up to receive my newsletter by going to thelauralongleyshow.com and in the right sidebar at the top, signing up for the newsletter, and you'll get reminded of the guests that are going to be on and when shows are coming up. I send out a reminder an hour ahead of time so you don't forget. And again, Facebook page, really getting a lot of good discussion going there. You can find me on Facebook, The Laura Longley Show, and I would love to hear from you. So email me with your guest suggestions, topic suggestions, and you know what? It's really okay to email me and tell me things you didn't like on the show too. That's good information for me to know what's resonating for people and what isn't resonating for people. So any way you'd like to do it, would love to hear from you. Oh, email address, laura@thelauralongleyshow.com. I want to thank Howard for being our guest today, Howard Martin from HeartMath, and for sharing really some great information around how we can get coherence between our heart and our brain and the effects that it has on us emotionally and physically. And I want to thank all of you for tuning into the Laura Longley Show with me, Laura Longley. I had a great time. Please join me every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, and 1 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And on Mondays at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific on KKNW in Seattle or TransformationTalkRadio.com. And next Monday, I am off. I'm not on the second Monday, but I want to remind you that yesterday, is the all call-in show for tarot readings. So be sure and mark your calendar for that. And where am I? I lost my mind because next Monday there is no show. Okay, so I want to encourage you to smile at other people and do your homework of just smiling to yourself every day, at least once an hour. Have a great week, and I'll see you back here next time.
You've been listening to The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Tune in each Tuesday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time. And now on KKNW, the first and fifth Monday each month at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and everywhere on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Laura and her friends as they help you create the life that you truly deserve. For more information about Laura, her coaching practice, and amazing tools, visit lauralongley.net.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit limelightradio.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress and health concerns, and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?